Hello, this is Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. President Trump has sought to defend Saudi Arabia from what he said was a campaign to condemn the country over the disappearance of a Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, before all the facts were known. Turkey believes he was murdered, but the Saudis deny this. Peter Bowes reports.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Mr. Trump criticises the mounting global condemnation of Saudi Arabia over the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. It follows a meeting between the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Saudi leadership, including King Salman, in Riyadh. In a statement, Mr. Pompeo said their conversations were direct and candid, and that he'd emphasise the importance of conducting a thorough, transparent and timely investigation. At the request of President Trump, Mr. Pompeo is now travelling to Turkey to meet senior leaders there.
The government of Honduras has urged its citizens not to join a migrant caravan that is making its way to the US border, saying it's a political ploy to destabilise the country. The statement comes after President Trump threatened to cut off all aid if the migrants weren't stopped. Arjan Skippers reports.
Some 2,000 people are now thought to be on the move to flee gang violence, drug wars and poverty in Honduras. But President Trump, who has vowed to end illegal immigration from Central America, tweeted on Tuesday that if the caravan is not brought back to Honduras, all aid will stop, effective immediately. That threat seems to have worked. The Honduran Foreign Ministry has now put out a statement urging its citizens to not let themselves be used by a political movement. It also warns them not to put their lives at risk in what it calls a journey of pain and death.
President Trump has mocked the adult actress Stormy Daniels after a judge dismissed her defamation lawsuit against him, citing the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech. Here's Nick Bryant.
Donald Trump labelled her horseface on Twitter and added she was a total con. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present your president, responded Miss Daniels. She also accused him of incompetence, a hatred of women, and lack of self-control on Twitter. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who the president described as third rate, also chimed in. He described Mr. Trump as a disgusting misogynist and an embarrassment to the United States. This Twitter row potentially has a political dimension, not least because female voters will be crucial in determining the outcome of next month's congressional elections.
BBC News.